Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Kvamim Hey, at the end of the Simon test. V'hashamish, im en gudeya im yitnu lor lishtos. If he's not sure whether they're going to share with him, tzarech levorach al kol kos v'kos. So each, in regards to each one that he receives, we say that that's a new maisa of getting it. He didn't expect to get it. So his original bracha wasn't with intent to cover this drinking. And therefore he's going to need a bracha on each kai separately. Unless he would, in the beginning, when he comes in to start serving, and they give him a kais, when he makes the bracha, he thinks to himself, they might give me more, and even though I'm not sure whether they're going to get more or not, but I'm having in mind to cover it just in case. So if a person thought like that, see, he's recognizing the possibility, and he's making the bracha anyway, saying and having intent to cover that anyway. So that's that, and then we'll cover it. But minas the min hastam, the basic assumption is that he looks at each act of receiving it as being exceptional, and he wasn't expecting it, and therefore he had intent. If he had no intent in his specific intent in his bracha, each one is a new act of receiving it and requires a new bracha. Remember, he said the idea that a person can continue the bracha through the concept of kviyas, being kavua. Over here, it's the intrinsic opposite of a concept of kviyas. Each one is a whole new maisa. Shulchan Aruch discusses this idea similarly, not only in the context of a shamish, which is probably not so common nowadays, the case where a guest walks into the house who wasn't invited to the meal, they're eating or drinking something, and they offer him a drink. So he takes the drink, and now a little while later they say, here, have another one. So he didn't necessarily expect to have another one, Shulchan Aruch says. So you need a new bracha each time. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says nowadays the derech is, in that situation, to allow the person to take by himself. You don't have to necessarily, the Baal Bayis doesn't have to give it to you. That's like the derech, how we do it. So therefore, there's the concept of nimlach will not apply in that situation. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says that even nowadays, it's still possible, the situation, in a case I happen to walk into somebody's house, and not necessarily about eating, drinking, but maybe eating, and they have some fruit on the table, and they offer me a fruit. Now, I'm not planning to join them, but I take the fruit, I eat it. A little while later, they bring out some more fruit, a different fruit. So if I'd been one of the guests, so my das is all das the Baal Habayis, whatever the Baal Habayis serves, I have my bracha is has that intent, and that's the halachas of in regards to the halachas of changing your mind, and etc. I have no thought process because I know that Baal Habayis, whatever the Baal Habayis does, that's what I plan to do. But over here, in the situation where I'm not really invited for the meal, they just happen to share with me something. I have no awareness that they're planning to bring more courses, and I don't have intent to cover all of the courses. I have intent to cover that which he offered me at that moment. If I would end up staying there longer than originally anticipated, and they bring out another course and they offer me from that as well, so the halacha is I would need a new bracha in that situation, unless I thought to myself at the time of the first bracha, just in case they decide to offer another course to me, I'll have a mind for that as well. But min hastam, we would assume in that situation that the person does not have intent, and we need a new bracha when they offer him again from the next course. Have a good day.